I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the run-up to the beginning of Ramadan, June 6, extremist imams are calling the jihadists to prayer and action. As odd as it might sound, Christians are actually doing much the same thing. Prayer is a vital part of ministry, so says Matt Parker of Kids Alive International. But the key difference, it's relational.
We believe that it is God alone who transforms lives forever. And so we are committed as an organization to keeping Jesus Christ right at the heart of everything that we do. Every children's home that we run, every school, care center, community program, every decision that we take. And that means that prayer is very much at the heart of everything we do.
Kids Alive is hosting their Global Day of Prayer on June 7th. And you are invited to join their kids as they ask God to transform lives. And historically, the Bible was prominent in many areas of American culture. Even the short-lived but revolutionary Pony Express had elements supporting the importance of Scripture. Wendell Rovenstein of Bibles for China explains.
Every one of those writers had a Bible from American Bible Society. And it just was very encouraging to me that early on in our nation, that the Bible was significant.
Perhaps the Bible isn't as prominent now in the United States as it was back then, but in China, there's a real hunger for it. And just as the Pony Express writers carried news, even the gospel with them, thousands of times across the country, Christians in China are planning to carry the gospel from rural areas into the city. Would you send them forward with your support of prayer for their safety and impact? Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. What we know about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims is generally what we see on the news. But One Way is inviting you to look at who these people are in God's eyes. So join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Get the details at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.